Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Warning,
the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We have got a fantastic show for you tonight. And I know that many of you all have been eager to tune in, and we are eager to bring you the show. So we've got a lot to cover tonight in such a short time, and I'm going to remind you also, please tune in to tomorrow night's broadcast. It promises to be a very special one. You can call in same time tomorrow night, and tomorrow night's show is going to be a good one. We're going to talk about whether or not God changes his mind. Does God change his mind? You don't want to miss that show promptly at 7 o'clock. Be one of the first ones to dial in and press 1 on the dial, and I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy the show. Let's go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross, all the way from South Florida, and she's going to give you her commercial. Ms. Cross, welcome to the show tonight.
Hello, hello, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Camilla Cross. Thank you. My name is Camilla Cross. I am a certified anger management specialist. I'm also a master's level social worker. I am also the co-host of this amazing show. So it's definitely been an amazing journey. I do offer my services. If you know anyone in need of anger management that's court-ordered, employee-ordered, I will have an upcoming group. I know I told you guys about that at the beginning of the year. It's going to be more geared towards the teenagers, but doing some collaborations. So I will definitely keep you guys posted. Definitely check out my website, www.yourworthispriceless.com. Again, that's www.yourworthispriceless.com. You can text me if you're interested in the services. I do give a 20-minute intake process, or just, you know, pretty much get to know you and see what's the best interest. You can actually just reach out to me. Text me at 954-825-8500.
All right. Awesome. We're going to go to the show. We're going to go to the story at approximately in about 1 minute and a half from now. We're going to go right to the story. Ms. Cross, tonight's topic is, do we really have the power to be good? And I want to put that out there before we even go to tonight's story. Do you think we really have the power? Think about it now. Do we have the power to be good? Can we be good, like do the right thing and so forth and so on? Can we really be good?
I definitely think so. I think it's, of course, I think it's a choice. And the thing is, most of the time, I think we do choose to do the right thing and be good, but we're not perfect. So I know we sometimes may choose not to always do the right thing and be good, but I do think it definitely is a choice, and it's definitely possible.
Okay, so it is possible. That kind of sends a different tone to me. That is either possible or it's not. Can we really be, do we have the power to be good? And what does that mean, power, when we talk about power? We're going to go to the story in about 1 minute.
Yeah, I definitely think that we give things life, right? So what we give power to whatever we choose to give power to. You know, it's not, I have this big thing, it's not what you go through, it's how you handle it. So, yes, do we have the option to go the right way or the wrong way? Most definitely. You know, we are human, like I said, so I do believe sometimes nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to always say, you know what, I'm going to take the high road. Sometimes it actually feels good to take the low road, you know. But
okay.
At the end of the day, you know, I think as we mature and we grow and we understand life a little bit better, you know, you start feeling the convictions when you don't do the right thing. But I do think wholeheartedly that it is definitely a choice. Unless you have a mental illness, I'm going to take that. Unless you have some kind of traumatic brain injury to where your impulses are swayed or delayed, then okay, yeah. But, but everybody else who has their rational mind and, you know, to the extent that we have our rational mind, I think it's definitely a choice and it's definitely possible.
Okay. Okay, by the time we finish this show, to be honest with you, Ms. Cross, you're going to think that all of us, and I'm not laughing at the mentally challenged, but by the time we finish this show, you may have a different mindset of how you're thinking about all of us may fit up under some category of being mentally challenged. And I can assure you, when you listen to this, all right, let's go.
Thin line, Dr. Walker.
I know it is. So, you will definitely want to check this out. All right, here we go with the story tonight. And we're going to ask you all to really pay close attention to this one because this may lead into a part two because it gets just that deep. This is very serious. And, of course, I remind all of you all that all of our stories and the things that we do over the air, our stories are always inspired by true stories. The names, of course, are always done to protect the innocent. So I want you to keep in mind that these stories are all inspired by true stories. The names, of course, always done to protect the innocent. All right, here we go with tonight's story. All right, our characters in tonight's story are Vicky and William. And, of course, I want to say this as well. Because we're talking about male and female all the time, it's not that we're dating animals like cats and dogs or bears and tigers or lions. So it may appear that sometimes, you know, we're speaking gender-based, but believe me, all of these stories can go either way because we're only dealing with issues that pertain to male and female. So if it seems like, okay, we're not picking on either gender, all of these stories can go either way. It can be that the male is doing something this time, the female. So we don't want you to think that we're being biased in any way, form, or fashion. It's just that that's all we're with. We're with another human. And so we're not like Tom is dating a bear. You know, she may act like a bear to Tom, but it's not a real bear. Or Susan is dating a tiger. He may act like a tiger in a negative way or whatever, but we're only human to human. All right, Vicky and William, after only 3.5 years of marriage, William recently found out that his wife was having an affair with a coworker. This, of course, devastated William, as Vicky has assured him that she tried desperately to break it off 3 months ago. The affair had been going on for over 6 months, and it's true that Vicky was trying to break it off because she felt guilty about the entire thing. As Ms. Cross mentioned earlier, you know, you do have a tendency to feel guilty when you've done the wrong thing. Vicky and William are both 24 years of age, and the man Vicky was having an affair with is 38 years old and has a wife and children as well. Vicky and William have no children at this time and desire to have kids in the very near future. This is a couple who grew up in loving homes with dual parents, with morals, values, and religiosity as part of their lives. Now, William loves his wife so much, as she also loves him so much, and they have decided to work things out. It's been 6 weeks since William has found out, and they are both sleeping in separate bedrooms until they can sort this thing out. They have been in counseling for the past 2 weeks, and that appears to be going well. They have not been intimate for the past 6 weeks since William found out, which is also frustrating to him, even though Vicky does not oppose him. William has now made his decision to forgive her and move back into the master bedroom with his wife, with her assurance that the affair is over, with no intentions to go back. In fact, she has told her husband that she is going to request a transfer to another region within the state to avoid having to even see this other man to make her husband feel more comfortable. Vicky is really trying her best to be so good. She's really trying her best to be so good and avoiding this other man as she goes to work on a daily basis. The other man has slacked off a bit, but still on occasion makes attempts to come on to her while at work, as he often reflects on their past encounters, which they both really enjoyed. He provides the kind of treatment to her that her husband doesn't give her at home. This makes her feel more like the woman she is. And to be honest, she's very much in love with this other guy, and he knows it. Vicky has done well for the past 7 weeks, and now that her husband is back in the master bedroom with her, just when you thought things could not get any worse, and I'm going to save this last sentence in just a second and we'll bring that out. Just when you didn't think things could get any worse, something else happens, and we'll get to that in a moment. Let me bring Ms. Cross in right now. Ms. Cross, this is kind of a sad story because,
yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on here. I mean, Vicky's trying her best to be good. She's fighting it, but you realize she's in love with this man, this other man. And we're going to go to the phone lines of Atlanta in just one moment. Please stand by. What do you think, Ms. Crawl?
Yeah, this is very unfortunate. Because I just feel like with marriage, there's always going to be temptation. And sometimes with the working environment, you know, you're at work sometimes more than you are around your kids and your, you know, around your spouse and your children. So naturally, we do develop these relationships with our coworkers. You know, unfortunately, in her case, it was a coworker. That relationship became intimate, and it's sad because I know they're in counseling now, and he's forgiven her, but she's still having these urges, and the fact that she's in love with another man means that it looks like she may need to let her husband know this so that they can maybe dissolve the relationship, because it seems one-sided. You know, the husband has forgiven her. They're going through counseling, you know, they're going through the motions, but her body is there with her husband, but it seems her heart is with her coworker, and that's not fair. You know, it's not fair to the husband. You know, it's kind of like she's wanting to have her cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? And it's just not, I just don't think it's fair to the husband. I don't think it's fair to the husband. And eventually, because she's if she's in love with him and, you know, she can't resist those urges, I don't know what happens next in the story, but what can happen is she can revisit that relationship and reopen up that wound that they were trying to heal, you know. And that's just totally not fair. It's not fair to the husband. She's not really being fair to herself. Yeah, she's not really being fair to herself. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she's trying to be good. But Ms. Cross is going to actually stand by because this is a sad story. It's a sad situation. Mm-hmm. I doubt very seriously that Vicky had intentions to even connect with this man. But, you
exactly.
know, sometimes people have a tendency to persist. Let's go to Atlanta. We're going to actually stand by, Ms. Cross. Let's go to 404-441 Atlanta. Welcome to the Dr. Jessica. You are live.
Thank you. This is Stephen. How are you doing today? Great show.
Thank you, Stephen. We appreciate
Stephen.
You being here. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Stephen, what's going on here? I mean, this woman is, I doubt very seriously that she set out to say, well, I'm going to get involved with this coworker at work. But things just happen because, I mean, we try our best to be good sometimes, and even our good turns into bad. Poor Vicky. I mean, the girl is a sweet woman. What happened, Stephen, in your opinion?
Well, I've seen many cases, especially when I was working, people being untrue. Some of them get caught up in a situation as they're working together, communicating. They feel some vibes, and old Satan slips in and tells them to bite it, bite the unforbidden fruit and semen. So you're going to have that, and it's, you know, a lot of it's lust. A lot of lust people get into is just for that moment, and they want it. They feel she's a 10 or he's a 10, and You all that in a box of Cracker Jacks. But,
right.
You know, that love to lose, that emotions, see, people got to understand emotions come and go. You know, they come and feel good, then all of a sudden emotions can make you feel bad. So I think there's a lot of lust and emotions, especially if a person don't truly, agape you or really love that other person. If you love a person that much, you won't hurt them.
Well, I mean, that's important. And I don't think that she had intentions to try to hurt her husband, but after she crossed that line, I think it was kind of difficult to go back. I mean, this man is treating her so well that her husband even treats her this, he does not treat her this good. And so, how do you let that go? We're going to actually stand by, Steve, in just a moment. Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to 267-902. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You're live. All right, we'll come back to that one. Let's go to 352-560. You are live on the air tonight. Good evening.
Hi, how's everyone? This is Liz.
Liz, thank you for joining us. Liz, do we have some power to really be good?
Of course, we have the power to do whatever we want to do, especially women, because, women, they got that influence. Men got the power, but when women, they have the influence. They got that neck that turn that head. I know the men got the power, they the head, but the women got the neck, and they got that influence, and they can turn their head left or the right, So, do she have the power? She got the power, yes.
She got the power to be good. But why isn't she
being
good? Yes,
she has the power to be good or bad.
Okay, right.
The Bible says Proverbs, I think, 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Right, but now, okay, her tongue was probably pretty good when she was kissing this man. But
oh,
the power,
Lord.
The power. But now she's trying to break it off with him, and she finds that she cannot break it off. So what's going on, Liz? I mean, the power to be good. So where's her power now to try to be good? Because now she's falling in love with this man, and she's trying to make her marriage work. And you all haven't heard all of the story yet. We got another part that's about to be revealed.
You know, that's an oxymoron like holy S. That's an oxymoron right there. She's trying to do play it from both ends. You could go left or right, but you can't go on both at the same time.
Well, that's the nice part. Let's go to 267-902. Are you there?
I am. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Marjorie.
This is Coach Irma.
Coach Irma, I get y'all too mixed up. I'm sorry. Hi, Coach Irma.
It's okay.
Thank you for joining us. Coach Irma, do we have the power? Do we really have the power to be good? Do we really have the power?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so you heard tonight's story. So where's the power for Vicky to let this man, her love for this man, go? Steve, we're going to bring you in just a second. Where's her power?
It takes discipline. It takes, if you cannot control yourself, what can you control in this lifetime? It's difficult. It's not easy. But I believe we do have the power. We have the power because we were given the power by Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
All right.
So...
All right. Let me ask you, Coach Irma, have you, and Steve, we're gonna come back, Ms. Cross, we're going to come back to you in just a second. Coach Irma, have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love?
I have.
Okay. And did you ever break up with the person that you were in love with?
I have.
Okay. And did you move on to another relationship after the breakup with that first relationship? Did you ever break up?
It took me a minute to get into another
relationship. Okay, but you did break up. You did break up, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So were you still possibly in love with your ex now, even though you were with somebody else?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second, Coach Irma. Steve, Ms. Cross, let me bring you in right quick and ask this question. So recognizing that we can still be in love with somebody else while we're with a new person, I mean, where's our power to really be good? Because you find that a lot of people will cheat with their ex relationship being involved with a new relationship. So where is the power coming in?
Well, the thing is, if you love someone and you were in love with someone, you can't just turn those emotions off. So
absolutely,
you know,
you're right.
But it's not wrong. You're not wrong for having feelings because we're human, you know. It's about when you act on those feelings that it becomes a problem. So, yes.
When you act on those feelings.
When you act on them, most definitely. Because, come on, you know, at this point, most of us have been in some type of relationship where we felt we were in love, and then maybe it didn't work out, and then you move on. So you're going to still have those feelings, but you don't have to, you know. It may not have been the healthiest thing for you, which – most of the time, that's why people move on. But it's nothing wrong with loving someone. You're not wrong for loving someone. You're wrong for going with that person and you with someone else.
Love is, they say that love is the strongest force in the universe. We're going to ask you to stand by. Stephen, let's bring you back in. And Stephen, I find that there are times when love is like an itch. You ever had, Stephen, have you ever had a serious itch? Like in your back, and you couldn't really get to that part of your back, and there was no one to scratch it for you? Have you had that situation, Stephen?
Yeah, I've been in that situation. I didn't have nobody scratch it for me, so I started scratching against the wall and laying on the ground and all that kind of stuff like that to get satisfied. So, yeah, I've been in that position before.
Okay. So, Steve, recognizing that there's that itch that you got to get it. You're determined to get this itch. Well, that's how love can be, I find, because when you're so, like in Vicky's case, she's so in love with this other guy because she's getting the treatment from him that she doesn't get from her husband. Even though she's trying to do the right thing, she's trying to be good, but she finds herself gravitating back to that other guy, like that itch. You know, if it's not gone, you're going to get on the ground, like you said, you're going to get against that wall. You're going to find a way to satisfy that itch. Is that fair to say, Steve?
Yeah, that's fair to say, yeah.
Right. So in this case, guess what, you all? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. This situation gets worse because now Vicky has just discovered, now that her husband has just moved back into the bedroom, she just discovered. Can anybody guess what has happened to her?
She's pregnant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She is pregnant. Mm-hmm. Now, just when Ms. Cross, here she is, now she's pregnant. Where's the dilemma in this?
She has to go to Judge Lynn.
Coach Irma. All right, let's go with Coach Irma. Coach Irma, what do you tell her in this case?
Well, the power is within. First and foremost,
Coach Irma, she's pregnant now. She's pregnant, but she doesn't even know who the father is.
The power is within her.
Okay, so what is she going to do? Her husband just moved back into the bedroom, and she just discovered
that's
she's pregnant.
That's the residue of her decision. You know, it's when you make these decisions in life and you sloppy with it and you careless with it, it is going to come back to bite you. And if you
Right. Coach Irma, I'm sorry. We understand that part. But here it is now. She wants her marriage to work. I don't think the poor girl had intentions of falling in love with this man. I don't think she had intentions of sleeping with him. But life happens when we thought we could be good. We thought we really had the power to be good, but now she's pregnant. Coach Irma, what do you tell her? You know, not about the consequences, but now she's confused. All right, Coach Irma, while you're thinking about it, Stephen, let's go back to you just for a second. And if you want to speak to this issue, press 1 on your dial. Stephen, what happens now? Looks like all hell is broken loose. But her husband doesn't know yet.
Yeah, the husband don't know yet, and she's probably terribly trembling and fearful and depressed, and she's going through a lot of changes. But see, you need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because, I mean, even though she's pregnant now, then it falls on the man if he want to deal with a woman who was messing around, plus got pregnant. Messing around is one thing. Getting pregnant, that's a whole new ball game. Because if he did decide to come back, he will have to deal with her and the baby. Okay?
Wow.
And whether she is lusting for her or whatever, I mean, through the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, through God, she does have the power, and he does have the power to forgive, because in Luke 10:19 said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So there is power,
Amen,
through the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost to,
Amen,
to recuperate and get back together again. But now you put a situation on him, you done got pregnant from another man also. Woo! I wouldn't want to be in that room.
Let's bring Miss Cross. Miss Cross, thanks for your patience here. Miss Cross, I'm just a bit confused. I understand that we have scripture and we have the power to be good, but when you fall in love, and it's said that love is the strongest force in the universe, and then Coach Irma has even told us that she was in love, she had a breakup, and then she found herself still being in love with her ex, even though she was with someone new. And I'm sure this isn't just Coach Irma. All of us have probably been in there. Ms. Cross, have you been in a situation like that before? But you, Ms.
Yeah,
Cross?
I had to pause. I've been in love. And, you know, those feelings, they linger for a while when you really were in love with someone. I think even with that, you may not be in love with someone, but you'll still always have some type of love for that person. But I felt like, I agree with Steve 100%. I agree with Ms. Irma, with Dr. Irma 100%, because of the fact that it is about, you know, our decisions do breed these consequences that we have to live with. And at this point, you know, the best thing she could do, as much as this is going to be as hard for her, she needs to be real with herself and she needs to be real with her husband. Because at the end of the day, she created all of this havoc in her relationship, regardless of if she's a nice person or not. She opened the door for this turmoil that's going to happen in her relationship. Now there's a baby that he's going to be looking at sideways until they get that DNA test. If it's his baby, that's not fair to him. And I know that it's hurtful, and she's probably a good person. I'm not taking that away from her. But when you make mistakes, you got to deal with it. You got to deal with it, because if she don't deal with it, she's going to have to deal with it in one way or the other. Eventually,
but
she will have to deal with it.
Right, but let me ask you, Ms. Cross, does it make it any better that, let's say, if her husband went out and he cheated, the fact that he can't get pregnant, but he cheated, and I want to go back to something Stephen said, you know, I mean, you know, we don't want to deal with that, but the fact is that you're cheating, but a baby takes it to a whole nother level. What about the fact that, you know, you're just cheating with someone, let's say that the woman can't get pregnant, but you're still cheating. You've done this thing to violate the sacredness of your marriage. But still, now, here it is, all of a sudden, because a woman can produce, does it make it any better if the man went out and he can't produce? Does it make him any better than her?
The man could go out and make a baby on the wife as well. So it's still, you know, it's still possible on both sides. But let me tell you, I had a client, and I'm going to share this. And I asked her, because when a baby comes involved, you're bringing a life, and you're going to be in this child's life for the rest of their life, right? So the question that I asked her, I said, okay, now this is what happened. You know about your husband's infidelities. The question you need to ask yourself is, what you're able to live with? Can you live with that baby's first birthday? Can you live with that baby's first kindergarten graduation? Can you live with seeing and being in this baby's life? And the thing is, at the time, they didn't have kids together, but he went out and got a girlfriend. It was even more like detrimental. But those were the questions that I told her to ask herself, because you've got to be real with yourself. That's hard to watch your husband's daughter or your husband's son run up and call your husband daddy? You know, that's
right.
Can it be done? You know, is it possible? Of course, because naturally we have loving hearts, and of course it's possible. But you're going to always feel a little sting. I think you will always feel a little sting, you know. So I think you just got to be 100% real with yourself, starting with
Wow, this is devastating. This is devastating. And we're gonna take some of the comments that have come into the studio. And, you know, it does get worse. But we're going to probably save some of this here till next week's show and make a part two. We'll bring some of this in because it does get worse, and I hate to bring this to you all. And happy Valentine's Day to you all, early Valentine's Day for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I mean, here's
too.
The way that we're starting it out. But, you know, love is deep. You know, love is deep even on Valentine's Day. Love is deep. So let's bring Liz. Let's bring you back in here, Liz. Liz,
yes.
This lady, it doesn't. I don't think Vicky's not a bad woman. She maybe have made a bad decision, but she didn't do this by herself. The guy came into her life, and, I mean, he's smooth. And a lot of times things happen with people, they have no intent. But now the guy is treating her better than her husband treats her, but he has a wife and kids, and he's not making a move to leave his wife. But then she wants this man. She wants him. Liz, what advice do you have for her?
Okay, let me just tell you what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 17. It says, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But verse 18 says, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. And this is what the Bible is saying, okay? Now, you mentioned about the tongue, and it says in James 3, 5, 6, and 8, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So we get ourselves in trouble. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Would y'all agree with that?
We got that part. We got that part, Liz. We really have that part. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, once you cross that line of love, she wants this man. That's her itch. That's her itch. Steven, let's bring you back in for a second. Liz, we're going to ask you to stand by. Steve, she's got a whole summer. We're going to get to you in just a second. If others want to chime in on this, press 1. This thing is deep. I mean, imagine your love for Valentine's Day, that special someone that you want to send something, and now, all of a sudden now, you know, you discover this pain, you know, that this woman is pregnant. And now, Steve, that itch, she, you know, she's hoping it's the husband's child, of course. But now it also, there's possibilities that it's this man's kid. But Steve, she wants this man. She really wants him because she has that itch for him. Now, where's her power? How does she get this power back? And I know what scripture says. But how do you get this power back? And then if this kid is his kid, which we'll find out next week because we're going to have the DNA test run, if she finds out that this is his baby, well, no, the baby won't be here by then. But I'll give you all the end of the story. I know what it is already. DNA test would have been done already. But let me say this here. Steven, where's her power? Can she save her marriage?
She needs to believe that she can, number one. She needs to believe that can. Then she looks to the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to make that belief come true. And Second Samuel 22 says, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. So she needs to get down in the closet and pray and ask for forgiveness and move herself from sin and work toward positive spiritual things, talk to her mate, get counseling, and work toward a better way. But, you know, that's going to take hard work, hard faith, and prayer to get through this. Because this won't be easy, because most men, even if you just have sex, they ain't going to deal with you. If you have sex and have a baby, most men ain't going to run from that. They ain't going to deal with that. A man's hurt is a whole lot more devastating, and they don't deal with hurt that good. I've known that from people and some of my own experience. You hurt us, we done with you. You have a baby,
right. Oh,
it's over. I'm about ready to cut you up then, you know.
Right.
So men's hurt is a whole lot stronger and deep, and they can't deal with it.
And, you know, Stephen, I get all of this here that we're saying, but imagine, let's all just take a deep breath for a second, and let's think about it. We have all the Bible scriptures out there. Many are Bible scholars. But look how messed up the world is. So are we any different from Vicky or the other guy or anybody else out there? Are we really any different? Do we have the power? Why isn't it that all of us who are reading the scripture, and I'm not trying to pass judgment on anyone, I'm looking in the mirror at myself and saying, why aren't we better than we are if we have the scripture? Stephen, I want you to address that one for us.
We're not better because we sinners saved by grace. I mean, we've all got that sin, that monkey on our back. And a person that is into the word and has faith is going to be strong and praise every day, gets on their knees. But the sin is great. I mean, it's hard. It's a hard struggle. And we're not going to get rid of it. No time soon on this earth. We don't know the hour when the Father comes back. But, you know, sin is great. It's hard to do that in our struggling daily lives. Just today, you know, with me and moving on my work of their life, I run into it. But I pray to God that I win, and I'm going to win that battle. It's a battle and day-by-day thing. Every day, every hour, you face with something, and it's a battle and a struggle. So that's why prayer is so important, and you got to believe in yourself. You know, that's the other thing, and communicate and talk with other people that can give you encouragement that you can win with that. So it's not easy. It's not easy. It's a struggle every day, day by day, Mr. Walker.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Stephen, we're going to actually stand by just for a second. We're going to go to phone line 304-904 in just a moment. But we've got an upcoming show. The producers have just given me this notice that we got an upcoming show a week from perhaps tomorrow night. I think it is a week from Friday. No, we got Friday night show, which tomorrow night we're doing the show on Does God Really Change His Mind? You don't want to miss that show. Tomorrow night we have a special guest, a featured guest. Does God Really Change His Mind? We're going to emphasize the Sabbath. And then we got a show coming up shortly thereafter. Are the sins that befall us really our fault? Or is it Adam and Eve? Are the sins that befall us really our fault? Or is it really Adam and Eve? So that's coming up down the road. And you don't want to miss these shows. I'm telling you, folks, stay tuned every week because you never know what's gonna transpire. Let's go to the phone lines once again, the 305-904. Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do I have with us? 305-904. All right, we'll come back to that one. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in just for a second again. Ms. Cross, I really want to tell you all who this baby belongs to. And, I mean, you all would just, I mean, it's already sad. The situation is really sad because a great deal of their marriage between Vicky and her husband will be determined by this baby, the outcome of that story. Ms. Cross, I know you're that kind, sweet, loving woman. Whose baby do you hope it is?
Of course, I hope it's the husband's baby.
Okay, but
I know
she
the
loves the other man. She's in love with the other man, Ms. Cross. She's in love with the other man. And isn't it somewhere that it says follow your heart? Don't you tell people to follow their heart?
Yeah, well, if she leaves her husband and gets and you know, goes into a relationship with this man, that's her choice. you know. But I think right now where the problem lies is that she's not leaving her husband. She's going through the motions. She's giving him all these false. She's giving him false hope. She's in therapy. He's back in the room now. You know, she thinks he's like rebuilding trust with her. And in her mind, she's thinking about another man. That's just not fair. You know, and I keep saying it's not fair. Life is not fair. Yes, life is not fair. But it's just like this poor guy. I like really feel bad for the husband. Because, that,
right.
you know, he was already betrayed. Like, and like Steve said, with a man, you guys, you know, deal with your emotions differently. So, of course, this is a bruise to your ego. No, you know, the men that I know, have always talked about, you know, when we talk about cheating, it was like, listen, you have to understand, in my head, another man has been with my woman. And I know for men, that is something that is easy to accept. So the fact that he was able to forgive her, move on, go through counseling, do all the, you know, go through the motions, and she's still dibbling, dabbling with the other man, girl, leave your husband alone. Let him go find a good woman who's going to love him like he should and be with your guy.
But
that's how
but Ms. Claude, she still loves her husband, but she's in love with this other. I don't think we're getting it here tonight, all of us. That love is so powerful. When you love someone,
that's
it's
so
that
selfish.
It that you, huh?
She's being selfish. She's being selfish.
But,
she is definitely being selfish because. It really is the saying, having your cake and eating it too. She can't split herself down the middle and give her husband herself on Monday through Wednesday and the other man herself Thursday through Sunday. Unfortunately,
right.
you know, it's not possible.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Cross. Let's go to 305-904. Are you there? All right. We don't have that caller on. All right. Let's bring Coach Irma. We're going to ask you, we got to take some of the comments that are coming into the studio. And let's see here. We've got a number of comments that have come in. We're going to try to take about four or five of them. All right, here's our first comment for the evening. Coach Irma, we're going to give this one to you. This male, he writes in, he says, the short answer to tonight's question, do we really have the power to be good? He says, to me, no, we don't have the power to be good. I think we can just try to do the best we can do. And unfortunately, Vicky has gotten herself into a mess. But you know what? You can't help who you love. Coach Irma, is that true? You can't help who you love? You can't
What's
help who you love?
What's love got to do with it?
It's
What's
supposed to have
love?
Everything to do with it.
What's love got to do with it?
Oh, now you're talking about a whole nother show, Ms. Coach Irma.
It's a whole nother show then, because, you know, I can count on probably one hand the amount of people that I know that fell in love and stayed in love, and it's a perfect love. They have the friendship, the everything, the soulmate aspect of the relationship. It's very hard to find somebody who fits all your criteria, all the standards, all the checklists that you would like to in a man. I said, what's love got to do with it? Because sometimes you have to walk away from love for your sanity, for your own sanity.
Very true.
Love doesn't feed the children. Love, there's a lot love doesn't. Yes, it is a deep emotion. Yes, it is. It can take over your life. However, you have to get a grip, put on your big girl panties, and make a decision.
Okay, all right. we're talking about tonight's topic is, do we really have the power to be good? Can we really? I mean, that is, I need us to dig deep into this question and ask, can we really be good? I mean, here Vicky is faced with this horrible situation that she's gotten herself into, and we're no better, I'm sure, as humans. These are the things that can happen. You know, she gets with this coworker on the job, and she ends up falling in love with him, And now, you know, knowing she's married, he's married, has wife and kids, and she desires this man. She really desires this man. So, Stephen, let's bring you back in. Ms. Frost is going to bring you back in just a moment. And, Stephen, I mean, this is, I don't even know what to say. Because it's heart-wrenching.
It happens all the time. I know, you know, I know numerous cases. She cheated. She messed on it. She was either lusting for this guy or she really, first thing is that she was lusting for the guy, and the guy put that diggity on her. And then she couldn't shake it off. she couldn't shake it off. And it was more of a lust thing, you know. But, you know, coworkers get to really know each other better than sometimes when you're at home because you're interacting
with them seven, eight hours a day,
5 days a week, sometimes six. So they really get to be friends. Now, if she truly has developed that kind of relationship and dealing with him as a coworker and got to be his friend, then she ended up messing up, you know, that way. But she's messing up because she had no business paying that much attention to this guy and kept it on a professional co-worker thing. So she was wrong. She sinned, and now, you know, she done got caught up in some major stuff that some people, some men, would kill her for that. I've seen cases in South Florida where a double murder killed them and the kids and killed the kids. So that's some strong emotions that you've got to be very, very careful with. You don't play around with that.
Well, we hope that it don't get to that point. So let's take another comment here. We've got a live comment also that just came in, and people want what the heart desires or what the heart wants. They know the word, but their desires are uncontrollable. And that's what I was saying earlier, that we may know the scripture, you know, in and out, know that scripture. But then the serpent, Lucifer, the devil, knew that scripture as well. And, I mean, Liz, you talk about the influence that the women may have. And the men have the neck where we swerve and so forth and on. But sometimes it can be provoked. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let's go to the phone line, 305-769. Welcome to the Dr. Yes. Walk Show, and you're live. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Good afternoon. This is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thanks for joining us. Ms. Augustine,
hello.
I got to ask you one simple question because we're running out of time. Do we have the power to be good? I mean, we don't need to – I'm not looking for a lot of ideologies and philosophies, but in your raw answer, your heart of heart, do we really have the power to be good? And if so, why aren't we good?
I do believe we have the power to be good. But in tonight's story, we're talking about how much she loves him. He's married with a wife and children. Does he love her?
Okay, the story doesn't indicate that. You'll find out next week whether he loves her or not. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes people can tell you they love you just to get what they want and make you feel that they love you, but that's not always the case. But the fact of the matter is we're looking for the power right now to be good, even when we've been bad. And we live in all the scripture that we're reading, Ms. Augustine, all the scripture that we're reading, we're still not being good. The world is at a mess. And now, you know, it's at a mess.
Is anybody being good? Because people confuse in love with lust. It's really lust more than love. She's in lust with him. And I think the power of what she's feeling is not love. I think it's lust. And that's the question about the itch in the back. If you're flexible, you can scratch your own back. If you can't scratch your back, you can always find something. You can go get in the kitchen and get one of those spatulas or something to scratch your back. Thank God I'm flexible. I can reach back and scratch my own back.
Okay. All right. Steve did mention that you can get on the wall or get on the ground and scratch your back.
Yeah. But I think what she's feeling for him is lust, not love. And I would like to know, does he love her? He has a wife. His wife is supposed to be dedicated to his wife, not to her. And why is he after her anyway? Why is he sleeping with her anyway?
Come on now, Ms. Austin.
And why is he telling her what she...
Why is
he telling her what she wants to... She
hear
what she wants to hear. She dedicating what she wants from her husband. She's taking it from this other man when she should be giving all that love and passion to her husband.
Okay, that's in a perfect world, though, Ms. Sartre.
No,
we're not in a perfect world.
But we choose the path we walk. She chose this path. I hope it's her husband's child. I don't think it is, but I hope it is.
Okay. We're going to find out next week. Steve, let's bring you back in just for a second. Ms. Cross, we haven't forgotten about you, but I got to get a man's perspective. I'm trying to see. I mean, it's almost like what I'm hearing tonight is, okay, we know we're supposed to be good. But, Steve, we're not being good. And nobody read the scripture. And Liz, we're going to bring you back in a second, too. Nobody read the scripture where God said none of you all are good. None are good. Even your righteousness is a filthy rag. None are good. So I'm asking, nobody brought that scripture in. Steve, help me out here. And we're saying, do we really have the power to be good? I mean, the world, we look at all the scripture, but we're still not exercising goodness. So can we be good?
Well, being good is a choice. For one thing, it's a choice. You know, just like you choose anything. She chose not to be good. He chose not to be good because both of them are. It's a choice. So they just chose not to be good and lusting and laughter and had a good time. And then after it's over, that's where the problem. Because let's say one of them had AIDS. Ooh. And gave them with HIV. Ooh. That would be real bad.
Yeah,
so that
definitely.
That's a story for another time. Because you're talking about possibly killing someone, you know, trying to pour HIV, you know, or being on medication for the rest of your life. Being good
this is serious.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Are we going to actually stand by? Coach Irma, we're going to bring you in for this next comment, and then Ms. Cross, I'm going to ask you to comment on the same comment. This female, she says, when it comes to the power of being good, as a woman, I think we really try hard to be good and do the right thing as a woman. Sometimes men cause us to want to think like them and just live freely without thinking always about our commitment, which is what happened in tonight's story. Miss Coach Irma, we're going to ask you to address that one, and then Miss Cross, same one.
All right. I we cannot blame people for our decision. We cannot blame people for our lives. No matter what men does or don't do, shouldn't push us to do what we don't want to do. It almost sounds like we're making excuses. We all have the power within us to decide, to make up our mind, to walk away, to stay. It's all within us. This is where the 7 S's that birth your dreams, the brand new published book, is very helpful for anybody who feels a little shaky to get connected to the power source of life. And once you connect it, you can hold on to the power source of God. You can do anything. You can live a good life. Jesus Christ gave us the example we can live by. We can thrive for that.
All right. Coach Irma, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to bring Ms. Clark in. But just before Ms. Clark, you come in, you know, going back to the Garden of Eden at that tree, and this might give you all something to think about in tonight's story. Do we really have the power to be good? Once that line is, the line of demarcation is passed, once we pass that line, it becomes very difficult because the infraction has already transpired, has taken place. Once you cross that line, and once Adam and Eve crossed that line to become disobedient, then there was going to be a residual effect that takes place upon mankind. And so the key is the avoidance, resisting the temptation to yield, don't give in to it, And that's where your protection, this is just my opinion now, your protection lies. You don't give in to that temptation. You walk away, you turn away, you run away, but do everything that you can, because once you cross that line, it becomes very difficult. Ms. Cross, let's bring you in. Give us your thoughts. We got about 4 minutes before we close the show out tonight, and I want to take about 3 more comments.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I agree with Steve. I agree with Coach Irma. You know, because the thing is, I think what happens is sometimes people have this belief or this understanding, you know, that I know we kind of beat up on the wife today, but, you know, temptation is real. Temptation is real. So when we go into this, that could never happen to me, and you start clutching your pearls, you know, that's
right.
Not realistic. You have to recognize that, guess what, this is possible. In order for this not to happen, you have to recognize the possibility that it can happen. So that will make you and allow you to stay clear and be able to run away from it and know that, you know, when they say the devil is busy, you know, everything has a balance. There's good, there's evil. You know, it's to understand, especially in a marriage, that there's always going to be an attack against a marriage. So you're going to find that guy who seems like the perfect guy, the guy who's everything that your heart, that you think your heart desires. But sometimes the heart is deceitful.
Yeah.
So you got this amazing husband who loves you, and, you know, you get this man who smiles at you a little bigger than your husband does, and you're like, oh, he's the one. No, he's the one. For
right.
He's Mr. Right Now, not Mr. Forever. So it's like,
oh, I love
that.
He's Mr. Right Now, but not Mr. Right Forever.
That's right, you know, and you know, with men sometimes, especially with him, and Coach, I'm so sorry, Miss Augustine brought up a good point, because we didn't look at the fact that the guy was married with kids too, and some people just want you when you're somebody else's. They want what'll never really be.
Right.
They just want the threesome, the fact that I could get you, you know, the fact that I could put you on my list. You know how some men are. I want the finest girl at the job. I was able to conquer the finest woman. Even though she married, I could still get her. You know, it's a game for him. It probably was just a game.
So true.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in Ms. Augustine. This one's for you. And we're running out. We got 2 minutes. Ms. Augustine, quickly, you all, please. I think being good is about making the right decisions in your everyday life. Is she on point?
Yes, you have to make the right decisions. You do. And you have to make your yes, yes, and your no, no, not your yes, maybes. Your yes cannot be a maybe.
You all don't want to miss next week's show, because it even gets better and deeper than this. We're not out yet. We got about 90 seconds to go. Let's bring Liz in. Let's just quickly hear this female, just quickly, please. She says, I'm not sure if it's possible to be good with everything we do in life. I personally think that is what makes us human. We're not going to always get it right. Liz, I mean, this sounds realistic to me. We're human. So is there an expectation for us to always get it right?
Well, listen, James 3:12 says, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either the vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. So you can be good and you can do what is right, but you have to want to do good. You have to want to follow the law. God say, you say you love me, but your heart is far from me, and if you obey me, then you love me. If you disobey me, you don't love me, and you disobey me, you're not doing good.
All right. All right. We're out of time. I got to give Ms. Cross this last one. Ms. Cross, we're going to take this last one here, and then we're going to be closing the show out tonight. This female, she says, I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves in thinking that we are more than human. When we put ourselves out there thinking that we can actually be close to perfection, I find the reality to be that we are going to slip up and mess up in life. I was married for 8 years, she says, loved my husband, but ended up having an affair with a guy on the job just like Vicky did. The affair lasted for 6 months. My husband found out, and we ultimately worked it out. I'm still with my husband, but I really am in love with the other man. How can I be good, she said. Ms. Cross, help me, somebody. Help me. Okay, Ms. Cross, come on, close us out.
That just hurt my heart, though, because they worked everything out, but she's still in love with the other man.
Oh, wow.
But doesn't it just sound like she kind of living a lie? I think even though we may not want to believe it, that might be a lot of people's reality.
It is a lot of people's reality.
Yes.
This show gets even worse. Next week, you all, you don't want to miss next week's show. You want to tell at least 5 of your friends, because I guarantee you, if you tell 5 of your friends that going through something similar like this show tonight, or at least have gone through this, you want to tell at least 5 of your friends next week to tune in to next week's show. We're going to recap it next Thursday. And listen, you all, we're completely out of time. So we're going to ask you to give us the final word. We really have the power to be good. Close us out, Ms. Cross. I mean, I'm trying to be good.
Yeah, we definitely have the power to be good. It definitely is a choice. But sometimes being bad feels good. And that's one of the problems for me. but I'll say this, you know, being bad feels good, but it's a temporary feeling. It's a temporary fix. Because
that's
eventually
it
blows up. It blows up. So that's what I feel.
Listen, I want to thank all of you all for participating tonight. Those of you all we weren't able to get into tonight, we do apologize. Join us here tomorrow night. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show is at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be a 90-minute show. We have a very special guest that's going to be joining us tomorrow night. And tomorrow night's topic is, does God change his mind? And we're going to have emphasis on the Sabbath. You don't want to miss that show. If you missed any other show tomorrow night, you don't want to miss that show. Please tell at least 10 of your friends, because we're talking about asking the question, does God change his mind? Maybe some of us get it twisted. Maybe some of us get it confused. But we're going to have a discussion on it tomorrow night. Listen, join us back here next Thursday for the Dr. Guest Walk Show, of course. Tomorrow night show, 7 o'clock. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night show, join us back here again live next Thursday when we're going to have the conclusion of this story. Oh, my goodness. Poor Vicky and her husband. So until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Great. Yeah. Old man know how it feels to be back one time.
Yeah.